President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Sarah Morse from Hazel Park United Church of Christ in St. Paul. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. I would like to share with you words of blessing from a book that's been on my shelf for a while. It's entitled To Bless the Space Between Us, written by John O'Donohue, and these are words of blessing for a leader. Hear these words. May you have the grace and wisdom to act kindly, learning to distinguish between what is personal and what is not. May you be hospitable to criticism. May you never put yourself at the center of things. May you act not from arrogance, but out of service. May you work on yourself, building up and refining the ways of your mind. May those who work for you know you see and respect them. May you learn to cultivate the art of presence in order to engage with those who meet you. When someone fails or disappoints you, may the graciousness with which you engage be their stairway to renewal and refinement. May you treasure the gifts of the mind through reading and creative thinking so that you continue as a servant of the frontier, where the new will draw its enrichment from the old and you never become a functionary. May you know the wisdom of deep listening, the healing of wholesome words, the encouragement of the appreciative gaze, the decorum of held dignity, the springtime edge of the bleak question. May you have a mind that loves frontiers so that you can evoke the bright fields that lie beyond the view of the regular eye. May you have good friends to mirror your blind spots. And may leadership be for you a true adventure of growth. Amen. Amen.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic with liberty and justice.
Thank you.
Good to see you too. Love your prayers. Lovely. Thank you. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following change. Senate file 265 on page 3 will be referred to the Committee on Commerce. First reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These will be these are author motions adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate resolution number 66 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, I'm about to announce a recess. Just want to announce that it will be for about 30 minutes so that the two caucuses can take a look at the federal conformity bill that we're going to take up today and the flood relief bill. And so the Senate majority will caucus in room 107 upon the recess.
Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President. Our caucus will be in 112.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move a recess of the Senate.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move further proceedings and on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that House File Number 6 be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate that House File 6 be made a special order for immediate consideration. And I would yield to Senator Scoy.
Senator Scoy.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I'm here before you with House File 6. House File 6 is the combination of two Senate files that are on the Senate floor, the Federal Tax Conformity Bill and also the Destination Medical Center Technical Fix Bill. The Conformity Bill is a bill that we've been working on for the last number of years as a result of the Federal Congress's changes that they make to the Federal Tax Code that occurs in December. In order for Minnesota taxpayers to have an easier time filing their taxes, a simpler time filing their taxes, and not have to add back income on their Minnesota tax form, we conform to these federal changes. There is a slight cost through the years. One year it actually makes us a little bit of money, but it is a good government thing to do, and I would ask for your support. There are a couple of provisions that we haven't seen in previous years. One of which deals with energy-efficient buildings. Another one is a deduction for equipment used in the production of second-generation biofuels. And a third provision deals with ABLE legislation. ABLE legislation is legislation that helps disabled folks have their parents be able to put money into a 529-type savings plan and not have that count against their MA eligibility. So other than that, this is all pretty standard stuff that we've seen before, and I would ask for your support on the tax conformity provision. The other part of House File 6 is a fix to the DMC legislation that was done a couple of years ago. Attorney General Swanson took a look at some of the language, had a different interpretation that we did and that Senate Counsel did, but she's the Attorney General, and so we have to fix the interpretation because her interpretation does not work for the plan. The first fix deals with the amount of contribution that the private facility has to have before they qualify for state payments. Clearly, that is not a number that would be restarting every year. It's a cumulative number, so we fix that in this bill. The other technical fix deals with the state of Rochester's contribution to the medical center, and that is that the planning money that they expend would be counting toward the state's share. From our perspective, if they're not able to do the planning, there wouldn't be any projects. Relatively simple bill. Would ask for your support and be happy to stand for any questions.
Is there any discussion? Are there any questions? Are there any amendments? House File 6 will be given its third reading.
Oh,
the Secretary will give the bill. Secretary will read the bill.
A bill for an act relating to taxation conforming to federal income tax changes, clarifying the computation of state aid payments to the Destination Medical Center. It's House File Number 6.
Okay. House File 6 will be given its third reading. Is there any more discussion? Then the Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Bach.
Madam President, number one, on general orders, we now need to abandon, just to refresh everybody's memory, because we have acted on the House file companion to it. So, Madam President, I move that Senate File number 50, number 1 on general orders, be stricken and laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate that Senate File number 1, number 6 on general orders be made a special order for immediate consideration, and I yield to Senator Jensen.
Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate File 1 provides disaster relief for state and local recovery efforts. After an unusual heavy snowpack from last winter, combined with torrential rainstorms that left significant damages across the state, in order to ensure that this bill works in the manner that it is intended, I offer Amendment A6.
Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Jensen moves to amend Senate File Number 1 as follows. Page 1, delete Section 1.
Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. This amendment makes sure that the appropriate commissioner is given the authority to put the funds that we're asking for into the appropriate account. And it also adds that bridges are included in this bill, making it absolutely clear this is about roads and bridges.
Are there any questions on the A6 amendment? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. On the bill, Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. I turn the members' attention to the handout that I've provided. You should find it on your desk. It shows a map of the state of Minnesota, and it points out the 37 counties and the 3 Indian reservations that were declared eligible for FEMA funds, totaling about $52 million. At this point, state funds are needed to provide the assistance program cost share required for the disaster. Now, after the storms, there were a lot of local entities that were wondering, does the $3 million that we put into the Disaster Assistance Contingency Fund last year provide enough coverage for the state's share of those damages? Now, in the past, we might have had to call a special session in order to do this, just like we did in 2010, 2012, 2013. And obviously, the $3 million that was in that fund is not enough to cover the 25% share that's available. But because of the timing, the state share of damages, we were able to slowly, as funds came in, utilize that $3 million. And it was enough to make sure that the repair work that was needed, and it stayed on schedule, and things were able to move ahead. So we were able to do this and hold on until we came to now where we are in this session. So what happens if a community sustains significant damages that are not eligible for federal disaster assistance? Well, that law also included a provision that gave the state direction and ability to account for those damages as well. So there are 3 counties that are not on this list, Dakota, Washington, and Morrison counties, and they will receive some relief from this action. There are also additional funds that are needed for our highways because they simply don't qualify for FEMA eligibility. But they do qualify for emergency funding through the Federal Highway Transportation Funding System. So we need to think about that. How are we going to take care of that? And the last thing in this bill that we talk about is some of the damage that was done to our land and conservation projects that are located in these counties that receive damage as well. And there is some federal funds available if we can come up with some state funds for that too. So that's what we're here to do today. We want to provide funds for our state share of FEMA eligible projects. We want to provide a match so we can get our roads and bridges that don't qualify for FEMA some funding, and we're going to provide funding for the Board of Soil and Water Resources so that we can make sure that the land and those projects are taken care of as well. So how are we going to do that? So now I turn your attention to the last handout, and it's the fiscal note. Section 1 in this bill transfers $9.6 million into the contingency account. Section 3 appropriates $3 million into the transportation department so that they can apply for those federal highway funds. Section 4 appropriates $2.4 million to the Board for Water and Soil Resources so that we can handle the conservation aspect. And then Section 2 is where we are canceling and transferring unexpended amounts from disaster legislation that has happened in the past. So this unexpended money would be canceled and transferred then into the contingency account. And with all that equaled, and we look at the fiscal note, we're left with $2.2 million that would be transferred from the general fund into that account to meet the match, the $14 million that we need to take care of this disaster. Now, if you sat in on the Finance Committee, when I presented the bill in the Finance Committee, this looks a little bit different. And I can tell you what happened is the 9.6, when we looked at that, there was a duplication in the 2011 unexpended amounts. We had to back that back out, and that's why you see 2.2 at the bottom line in the general fund. Madam President, I am honored to bring this bill to this body and be part of and participate in one of the most fundamental things that we do, and that's to help our local communities recover from disaster. So I'm asking for your support on this bill, and we'll stand for questions.
Is there any discussion on Senate File 1? Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Jensen, you mentioned three counties, Dakota, Washington, and I didn't catch the third county that wasn't receiving funds, but if you could just give me that county.
Senator Jensen.
Madam President, Senator Anderson, it is Morrison.
Is there any more discussion? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question for Senator Jensen, if she would yield, please.
Senator Jensen, she will yield. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Jensen, I'm wondering about the situation in which there's a county with a large populated center, but there may be smaller towns or areas in that county. And in some cases, the small town could actually be totally wiped out by a flood, and yet perhaps not qualify for aid because it doesn't meet the threshold. I believe it's on a county basis. And I'm wondering if you could talk to that a little bit and how we might be able to assure that even small populated areas in our state that might face severe disaster would be able to secure the federal funding.
Senator Jensen.
Madam President, that's the great thing about what we did when we passed MS-12B last year. Included in that was it was the establishment of the Disaster Assistance Contingency Fund. It also included information and guidelines so that the state could take a look at criteria that you're talking about that don't meet the limits that they would qualify for FEMA, or they get declined for whatever reason, that they then can use this process through the state and the state declare it a disaster and have those funds available. That is what Dakota, Washington, Morrison County did, is utilized that process that we put into place last year.
Are there any other questions? Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will give Senate File 1 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1, a bill for an act relating to financing and operation of state government, providing deficiency funding for disaster assistance.
Is there any more discussion? Senator Pratt.
There we go. Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to say I'm in support of Senate File 1 to appropriate relief funds to our communities damaged by the flood. And it's easy and it's hard to remember, but the fact of the matter is this flood happened back in June. And so we've been able to go without a special session thanks to the set-aside that we did last year. But it's also important to remember that this is a very bare-bones bill. And there are a lot of unmet needs in our communities, and I can speak specifically for Scott County, that aren't being met. Needs that the state has helped out and aided communities and counties in the past most recently the Duluth flood of 2012. And so just to inform the body that Senator Dahl and I are working on a supplemental flood relief bill looking at past precedent and what could be covered. But it's also important to make sure that we free up the FEMA match funds to our community so that we can keep those projects going. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of this bill. Every one of the counties that I'm honored to serve in District 23 is in this bill and was affected by this flood. I'd like to just have a shout out to the emergency management team that came to the rescue of these small towns, these communities. And as Senator Pratt said, there is a lot of work still going on, and they need our support, so please support this bill. Thank you.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President, and I too rise in support of this bill. However, I do have a question if Senator Jensen would yield for a question.
Senator Jensen, will you yield for a question? She will yield. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Jensen, you talk about the contingency fund, and I think that's really good planning on the Senate and House's part to put some dollars aside natural disasters that we seem to always have, either in the spring or in the fall, heavy rain, whether it be frozen lines that collapse. We all know what we're talking about. It hits our whole state at different times, and I think it's good planning. Do you know if there's going to be anything moving forward as far as filling that fund back up, and do you know what the cap will be, or is there any talk about that moving forward in the future? Because I think it's a good idea to have that. So like you had stated earlier, we don't have to come back to a special session. It makes good sense. Do you know if there's going to be any money going back into that fund somehow?
Senator Jensen.
Madam President, Senator Ingebrigtsen, part of that bill that we passed also included a requirement that the Commissioner of MMB take a look at what's in the contingency fund and make appropriations and at least have that discussion and make sure that we're looking at what needs to go into that. And I know during the Finance Committee that the Chair of Finance discussed that and said that they would be taking a look at that then.
Senator Cohen.
Madam President, Senator Ingebrigtsen, I don't know if you were present for the brief discussion in Finance, but the intent all along was to fully fund the contingent account during the regular session this year during the appropriations process. And you might recall last year, just in the mix of what we had with the supplemental finance bill, money to the reserve and so on, that that account was not fully funded. And that was when I was working on the legislation with Representative Pawlowski, we had those discussions that we weren't sure we'd fully fund that contingent account, assumed we would do it this year during the regular appropriations process.
Is there any more discussion? Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Madam President. Question I have, would Senator Jensen yield for a question?
Senator Jensen will yield. Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Madam President. The question I have is the criteria for the expenses on the local units the same criteria has been used for other entities in previous disaster situations such as Duluth?
Senator Jensen.
Madam President, Senator Kiffmeyer, I am not aware of the criteria that was used specifically by the department to designate the $1.4 million to the three counties that will receive relief and funding.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Madam President. If Senator Jensen is not aware, is there another member of the body that can answer my question?
Senator Kiffmeyer, maybe you need to direct your question to someone else. Oh, Senator Jensen. Senator Jensen.
Madam President, I would like to ask Senator Kiffmeyer a question.
Will you yield, Senator Kiffmeyer?
Yes, Madam President.
She will yield. Senator
Jensen.
Are you
talking about the FEMA eligibility?
Senator Kiffmeyer.
I'm sorry, Madam President. I did not catch
the FEMA eligibility.
Well, Madam President, my question was a little broader than that. It was just the state criteria for our funding of disaster needs in the local units of government. I mean, I think what we want is that all of our counties can count on a fair and equitable distribution and the fair and equitable criteria for these kinds of disasters, because it's state money and they all should have an equitable distribution. And so it just is the state criteria the same? I didn't think it was that difficult.
Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for the clarification, Senator Kiffmeyer. This is a new program. It was established last year. So this is the first time that the criteria has been used, and it's a criteria that's going to be used going forward according to the legislation in MSB 12 that we passed last year.
Thank you, Madam President. I think, though, it
Senator
only... Thank you, Madam President. It just only introduces another question. If it's a new program and we cannot measure that criteria, but I will continue to ask further of staff. Thank you.
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Madam President. I may be able to help Senator Kiffmeyer. Senator Kiffmeyer, that is exactly the point of the supplemental bill. The idea was that we need to get the FEMA match out in order to keep the projects running. But there are a number of unmet needs where we do have criteria that we've applied in the past. And so Senator Dahl and I are working with the BWSR, looking at the projects that they have submitted by the counties to make sure that those projects that meet that criteria do come in front of this body.
Is there any more discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 1. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Announcements. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Peterson B., Senator Weber all day, Senator Sparks 11 to 12, Senator Cohen 11:45 to 11:55. Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate to now adjourn until Monday, January 26, 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.